Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were closed mixed today. We had corn up 1 to 4 cents, closing on a strong note here. We're back above that critical $5 level for all of 2014. And that should be supportive here as we go into the planting season and the temperatures start to warm up. That's a pretty good sign here and may induce some more corn acres than we thought on this last report. Beans were steady. We continue to unravel that spread that's been profitable up to this point. They actually sold the front end and bought the back end. Now, the November bean closed just above $12 at about $12.07, up 3.5 cents. $12 has become a critical support line. And as long as we're above that, I think that people will continue to buy it. Now, if it flips over and closes below it, we're going to have some possible selling there. But we'll watch that. Right now, it seems to be strong, even though we're planting 81 million acres, the largest planted acres number ever for beans. Wheat futures under pressure, but closed at their highest level of the day, other than last night. We closed down about 8 cents into July Kansas City, right at $7.40. The attention is still on the rainfall and the rainfall forecast. There's quite a good large area with a chance, but not a lot expected in that area.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Not a lot of news this week other than that Monday report. We didn't really have much of anything today. There's some talk about what's weighing on the front end of this bean futures is the fact that we're importing some beans from South America. China has actually rerouted those ships into U.S. ports, and that's weighing on the front end as they're not as tight as they thought they were at one point, and that's weighing on the May beans here. Corn futures, kind of the same thing. The big focus there, and partially why they're a little bit stronger, is that the soil temperatures are cooler than they should be this time of year in the Midwest, and there's ideas that may delay some of the planting, but it's so early. There's a lot that can happen there either way, but it looks like right into the close, the funds are buying it on that news. The next big report will be the April 9th USDA supply and demand numbers, which are expected to show a little bit tighter carryouts, especially for beans. But you never know if they're importing and adding these imports to the bean balance sheet, that could actually offset it. And so it'd be interesting to see what they say. And that's April 9th. And that's that monthly report. And of course, we've got these rainfalls forecast here on the Southern Plains. The 6 to 10 day overall U.S. Midwest forecast is calling for below normal temperatures, but above normal rains.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, April live cattle were down $2.10 at 143.05. April feeders lost $1.12 and closed at 177.70. And April lean hogs were down $2.60 at 123.15.
In the grains, Kansas City May wheat was down 10 and a quarter at 733 and three quarters. Chicago May corn was up 1 3/4 on the day at 501 and three quarters. May soybeans were down 1.5 cents at 1473 and three quarters. And May cotton finished the day up 142 points at 92.40 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.